If it's any other guy, I don't know where his dick went. I don't know if this guy has herpes. I don't know if she's safe with him. I know y'all. I know what you like. I was about to say, so it's fucked up.
So what you're saying is that you feel safe with us being inside another girl before you. And,
like you wrote it like that. It's weird.
When you put it like that. Amiga, dando vuelta por la city. Con mi canción en la bocina. Que me quiere ver y está loca por tenerme.
I was really hyped to be on the episode today.
Let it out.
I don't know. I'm really excited.
Let
to,
it out.
I'm let it out.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of the Sergio Talks podcast. It's your boy Sergio Talks.
It's your boy Matt.
And it's your boy Carl.
It's your boy Michu.
And before we get into this episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon.
You guys get an exclusive episode every single Friday. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the new YouTube channel.
B3.
You have something better else too?
No. I'm thinking too for you.
It's okay.
You guys ever seen a blue waffle?
A blue waffle?
Yeah. Okay, this is a blue waffle.
Yo, bro, yo!
Red raffle infection. Is that pussy? What is that?
That's a vagina.
What is that?
That is a vagina.
It's a vagina.
And on this episode, we're unveiling how to know if he's a fuckboy. So what are things that people could pay attention to avoid dating a fuckboy?
His Instagram.
What about it?
Never mind.
Yeah, I was about to say. I was like, wait, what? Because your IG is the worst, bro. The fuck?
Yo, I said and I was like,
So, but it's still valid because, you know.
Some.
So the question is, how do you know he's a fuckboy? You should go. You got this.
Cause,
well, no, you got
sure?
No, you know.
You sure? Okay,
no, you got
puts
this.
His phone like this.
I mean, if he doesn't put his phone on the table at all, it's also different.
If his phone is left on Do Not Disturb for longer than, like, what, an hour?
If you ask him, what are we, and he's like, I just go with the flow.
Damn. That's a good one. If he takes his phone everywhere that he goes, like it's glued to his pockets or in his pocket, whatever. You see what I mean?
What else?
What else, Matt? You should know.
What do I do? No, I'm joking.
No, you're not.
No. I don't know, bro.
If he has too many pickup lines. No?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if he has like a line for everything.
If he's on the page, are we dating the same people?
Wow.
He's just coming for you.
I've been on the page, but nothing happened because I was not dating two people at the same time. So I don't know why.
And you're not a fuckboy, so.
Yeah, but it wasn't two. It was like 12.
What the fuck?
1,000. 12,000 is what I meant to say.
What does a fuckboy do?
There's plenty of shit.
So I have a list. And then we could just add to what we already said. So here are 15 signs that Mr. Right is actually an F-boy. The first one says, the way he behaves seems like it's an act. So he's like overly polite. He's like overly kind to you. Like he's doing the most.
I had a girl tell me this, but I was genuinely acting normal.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I was just...
Like, maybe she's just not used to it.
Yeah.
It says, he's polite, perhaps overly polite. He's laughing at your jokes, but seems forced. When he's talking about relationships, he's already discussing your future children's names.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And if your gut is saying that he isn't completely serious, chances are he's just putting up a front.
Okay. I can see
it. I mean, that's important.
I understand.
Future kids' names... That's important, bro. That's a subject.
Yeah, but I think it means like in the beginning, if you're already talking about that,
like
you're
in the first
weird.
Day?
Like in the first couple of weeks, like you're already saying like...
Imagine our
like
kids.
Our kids together would be so cute.
That's what I'm saying.
That's definitely big... that's definitely fuckboy energy.
But it's interesting because... Oh, sorry, go for it.
I was about to say, if you're not talking about marriage on the first date, you're not the one for me.
I get it.
I don't get it. I date to marry.
First you date to find out if you are going to marry.
Yes.
What?
Which is you date to marry.
No.
Pull up to her and be like, yo, show me your marriage binder right now.
But you know what's interesting?
Okay. I can add my picture right there.
We wouldn't react the same way if it's the girl saying that our kids would look good together. Or like the kids would... They always say that.
No, but so, if she would say that too, I would be like, it's a little weird.
Actually.
If you're already claiming me that early on and you're talking about children, I'd be like, no, something is given.
I feel like Carl doesn't agree.
Because I have so many girls telling me this shit, so I'm like, whatever.
So many girls.
That's their pickup line. Imagine our kids together.
Yeah.
My request.
A pickup line, I get it, but I think we're talking about, like, let's say you are on a date with her, et cetera, et cetera, and then...
I get it.
Or like you guys are consistently talking and she's like immediately going to like... Our kids will look so cute together.
Maybe they actually really are.
Yeah, I'll be like, my stupid ass would be like, facts.
If they're saying like, you know, you're my future husband. It's like, it's too early.
Imagine you said no. Like she says, our kids will look good together and you say no.
Well, I mean, but also like, yeah, like you don't know me. Like, what do you mean?
No, but you know.
The looks.
Imagine if they look good.
Like, my kids are not going
to and I'm just,
look away because of my personality. You get what I mean?
No. Imagine you say no, you'd fuck up the line though.
Damn.
Imagine she says that to you.
I'd rather stop my line.
You mean like the lineage?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. That's
it needs
crazy.
To be
that's fucked
kept.
Up.
Imagine she says that to you. You go, you're so like in love or whatever. You say that to your girl, like whatever, and you're like, honestly, like our kids will look so good together. Like your hair, your na-na-na, design touch. She goes, honestly, I don't think so. You're kind of small, which we're not going to have NBA babies. We're not going to go anywhere with this. You dropped out of high school. They're probably going to be dumb.
And you're nerfed.
You have back problems. You're 26 years old. Like at what? At 14, our kid's going to be crippled. Cripple. Imagine she said, I'm breaking up. The fuck?
No, just stay with her. That's crazy.
The next one says, his past has a lot of drama related to women.
I don't know about that one.
Why?
Hold on. Before you elaborate, it says he has an ex that won't stop yelling at him. Another woman is suing for child support. He's denying being the father of a child. He's been caught cheating on former fiance. What the fuck?
Yeah, obviously. Fiance is
I'll deal with this history. He's a fuck boy.
Okay, in that sense, yeah, she's right, yeah, bro. The person is right.
Yeah. But I have another one to add from and I completely forgot.
Nice, good for you.
Oh no. The ex says you're the person that you're seeing, whatever, says that all their exes are crazy.
Okay.
They're all crazy. He's perfect, but they're all crazy.
Yeah.
Next one says, you get the feeling that he doesn't want to spend money on dates. This is valid. If he's not willing or if he's not trying to spend money on you, chances are that he's spreading his budget across
left and right.
Yeah,
pretty
saving
dumb
here and there. Yeah. Saving here so you can spend more there.
You see, not Matt. Matt will spend $4,000 on a date, so he's clearly not clearly not a fuck boy.
You're him.
You are him.
You are one to marry.
It was worth it. Would I do it again?
Yes.
Oh wow! 100%.
I feel like every single one of us would do it again.
Who's definitely not. 1,000% not.
You not.
Sergio, please.
You yes. Okay, man.
Shut up.
No. 100%. He's doing it for sure.
I'm telling you,
he's doing it for sure.
Actually, you're right. Sorry. I wanted to take your back, but I just thought about it. And you would probably... You're right. You wouldn't do it again because you would do worse.
Yeah, he'd double.
Thank you. That's right.
Double that amount. Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Matt spent 4K. Can I beat that?
Yeah. That's his vibe. Honestly, that's his vibe. He like 3.8?
Buy another
can't be
steak.
Worse than Matt, so it's fine.
Buy another steak.
Next one says, he blows people off without warning. Then it's...
Okay.
Take your time.
No, like, I'm going to read it.
Phone,
expects... Hold on. He blows people off without warning, then expects them to just deal with it. It says, this is a classic fuckboy move. Ghosting? A stealth F-boy might just give a warning that they are very busy with their careers. Je vous dérange? Vous voulez lire?
A stealth
Yo. Yeah, most of you like I smell stealth fuck boy.
That's
2007, bro. What the fuck?
That's crazy.
You are saying?
He's a low-key one.
Even if they were busy, real men still find time for the ones they want.
That's true.
That's true.
The other one where the ghosting part, I don't understand. Like,
what don't you understand?
If everybody, going... everybody ghosts.
No, it says he blows people off without warning, then expects them to just deal with
what's
it.
What blows people off?
Like yeah, Kyle said.
Oh.
It literally just said, even if they were busy, a real man will still find time for the ones they want.
So he cancels dates?
Pretty much.
Hmm.
Though he treats you well, he treats other people around him like shit. That's fucked up.
That's weird.
Fucked up.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's true, huh? When's the last time you spent $4,000 on us?
So that's treating y'all like shit?
Not for real, though.
Shut the fuck up. I'm going to say the line, Sergio's line, you know? Are y'all sucking my dick?
I'm going to say Carl's line. You never asked.
I'm good. Treat me like shit. you can't help but notice that his date locations are suspiciously lazy.
Date locations are suspiciously lazy.
Yeah, basically, like, they're not well thought out. It's kind of like, let's go grab like a quick bite to eat. Let's go to McDonald's. You know, it's not like a date. It's not like let's go to a restaurant or let's go to the movies. It's just like it's not a well-planned date.
I've never...
I don't get it because let's say I want to go to bowling. Is bowling a lazy date?
Okay, so sorry. Look, this is what it says. He invites you to his apartment... to the coffee shop near his apartment, or the all-you-can-eat buffet near his apartment. Mm. The reason why his date ideas seem so effortless is that he's an F-boy who doesn't like the idea of putting in work.
Okay, no, I don't believe it. Because what if I live downtown and the best sushi shop is next to my place?
I get that. No, I get that. I feel like this is not well thought out.
You get what I mean,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
like I get the lazy date as going to McDonald's.
But you guys are thinking too deep. It's obviously we're not referring to the best sushi restaurant in town. We're referring to like places that you know it's like an effortless date planning.
Okay, you know where my parents live? It's like I'd say like it's like I go to one of those restaurants. Okay. There. It's like it's the ass.
Or like she just comes over and like, yeah, we could just walk to this place like around the corner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like hinting that like we're gonna come back to my apartment after.
I've done it for ice cream though stills.
Yes, and you've been a fuckboy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Ben. No, I don't think Matt is a fuckboy because a fuckboy would be someone that plays with someone's feeling to get what he wants.
That's what I'm saying.
Especially sex. But Matt, I think he goes straight forward like we're gonna have sex. And then she's like, yeah, sure, because you're Matt. And then boom, they have sex.
That is true though. You know what I mean? Fucking honest.
Like he's straightforward. A fuckboy would be like, I love you. I really don't, but I just want to fuck.
Never done that.
You know what I mean?
Maybe. Definitely went like, crazy. I'm just trying to fuck.
All the time.
I don't know. I don't do all that talking. Like, you know, like just, but I get it. Maybe when I was like 18, 19, I used to like not be as straightforward to fucking
fuck.
But like as I got older, I'm like, do I really give a fuck?
You see,
like,
he became a stealth F boy.
Oh,
that's not a stealth F boy.
That's just being honest.
No,
just being
honest. You're being stealthy.
And how is he being stealthy?
Well, we have to draw the line.
I want to have sex with you. That's not stealthy.
No, man. I want. What's the line? Is fuckboy only bad? Because if I don't want a relationship with you, and I just want to fuck, I'm a like right away a fuckboy? Or like I can be someone.
It depends how you're acting, what you're saying.
I understand what you mean and I agree with you.
But what's
I don't think a fuckboy is like somebody who has sex with multiple people. I think it's someone who plays with.
No, that's just a whore.
Yeah, exactly. No, so you a whore, but you're not a fuckboy.
He's not paid.
Okay.
He's doing this for free.
So he's so you're in some, case, in so some you're cases he's paying.
Damn.
So what does that make him? A bad whore?
He's a slut.
I don't know.
Who are you? What are you?
I
What do you identify as?
What the fuck is he laughing at?
I understand where you're coming
from. Next one says he's overly proud of his career.
What the fuck?
That's not a fuck, but that's just a douche.
How? Yeah, no, I don't agree again.
Why?
I'm proud of what have I accomplished.
Yeah.
I've worked my ass off to get what I want. I get the money I have. I'm fucking proud. So.
But one douchebag thing more than fuckboy. Second, I think it means like Like, let's say you're proud that you're a personal trainer, that whatever you do, but you don't front it like crazy.
You don't go out of your way being like, yeah, I've been self-employed as a personal trainer for the past year or so, or nothing like that. That's what it is.
I don't rub it on people's faces.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it says overly proud. Should I read slower? Maybe. I should read slower? Yeah, okay. I'll put emphasis on keywords.
On your what? Okay. Your what? Say it again.
Say it again, please.
I didn't hear you.
Say
you're too what?
I'm too confrontational.
It says he only talks about himself.
Yeah, definitely accurate. Yeah.
You get the feeling that he's testing you.
Okay.
I mean...
Oh, shut your stupid mouth. Shut up. Stealth F-boys want to see...
That's what this...
You get it, though. Bro,
Go for it.
Just listen. Stealth F-boys want to see how much bullshit they can get away with before they're really willing to show their true colors.
Okay, do you want to finish the sentence before?
I can't. He cuts me off.
I didn't cut him off. You stopped. You slowed
down.
Yeah,
you actually stopped.
I stopped being
and
like...
It was the cue.
The next one says, sorry isn't in his vocabulary.
I mean, if you're never wrong.
You see? I don't even get that. Because admitting that he's a failure of a man would be admitting defeat.
Okay, I think they're going way too deep. Like, this is way too deep.
But I get it. But it's just, you guys are thinking too deep.
Yeah, this is like very just surface level. Yeah. Like, he told you to take it slow and see where it goes. That is the F-boy line of the
best
year.
Yeah.
But I get it.
You get it.
I get it.
Yo, guys.
Because it can go both ways.
Okay, but stop thinking about yourselves. Think of the average fuckboy. These are the lines that he is using. If you guys use it in a different way, it does not mean... Are you guys fuckboys?
No.
Exactly. But do you guys see that this could be a fuckboy potential line? How no, bro? If a guy talks to a girl and he says the words, take it slow and see where it goes.
Go with the flow is kind of like
I get
that. Let's go with the flow. I feel like it's
okay.
Yeah, so, but go with the flow is a line of fuckboy, but at the same time, if you really just want to take your time with it, I understand it.
Again,
I respect it.
Again,
I don't want to force myself into a relationship and then you see that it's not working, you know?
Keyword surface level, bro.
Yes.
But I get what you mean.
We take things seriously on this table.
This is my least favorite. Yeah.
I feel like I don't think it's a good indicator on like what you should look at if you're looking for like to point out a fuckboy though. I feel like because all these things are kind of because those are things that like I feel a lot of guys use in general because whether you like it or not, a fuckboy is someone who quote unquote has game or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And if you approach a girl, like, you're going to use some of these attributes or whatever. So, automatically, it's going to make the girl like, oh, if you listen to this, it's going to be like, oh, okay, yeah, he's definitely a fuckboy. Not necessarily. You kind of have to gauge.
Okay, listen. I kind of get both sides. So, let's say you approach a girl, whatever. A girl that know what they want, after the second date, you already know that she's looking for something serious, this, that, and a third. And you... If you know what you want, you will match this energy. But if you're trying to be more like a fuckboy, you'll be like, yeah, I get it. Well, let's just go with the flow and then keep on like dating or so, whatever. And you kind of not put like the answers that she wants. Are you looking for the same thing as me? I'm looking for something serious, from date to marry. Like she's looking for answers to see if you're a potential. And you're like not giving any kind of answers. You're just saying, let's go with the flow and let me still have access to you. As I'm telling you that, you get what I mean? Because if you're more like honest right away and you're like, I'm not looking for this, she would be like, oh, okay, thank you for being honest, and she'll move on. But if you keep the door open in a way of like, I'm not giving you an answer, let's go with the flow, now she's like kind of in between, but she's getting played in a way because you didn't give her answer and you still have access to her.
Yeah.
So that's what it means of being like, whatever. If in a way, the other way, if you're like, listen, that's what I'm looking for, but with you, I would like to take the time, like go with the flow, but this and this and that. You have to still give answers. Then you're not a fuckboy, but you give answers. If you don't give answers, then, you know, like it goes both ways.
Okay.
Depends how you mention it. That's why the person who wrote that will not write it like the way I just explained it, right? It will just say go with the flow, which is a typical line as a fuckboy.
It could also be both. Let's say you tell a girl you just want to fuck, but she wants a relationship. She might say, I'm down to fuck you also.
Mm.
You never know.
Yeah.
She could change her.
Bro, I had girls tell me this.
Yeah, they want a relationship, and then you're like, okay, you know what? I know that's not what you want, but I really want to have sex with you, so I'll have sex with you, and then we'll just part ways.
Yeah, but they tell me I can change your mind.
Change your mind in what?
Yeah, like I'm like, listen, I don't want any relationship. I'm just trying to fuck. She goes, I'm just trying to fuck, but I want a relationship with you. Listen, I'll give you what you want because I'm gonna make you change your mind.
Yeah, you'll want to be in a relationship with
me. Had a girl literally promise me that she's going to marry me. She's like, regardless, even if you're cuffed up with someone else, you'll marry me. I'm like,
okay. So delusional is your type.
She was Latina.
He's overly obsessed with traveling and finding himself.
Don't agree.
It's not that a guy who says that he can't be tied down. It's that guy who is usually talking about traveling the world before marrying, using that excuse as a reason to avoid commitment. So it's specifically in the context where the guy is avoiding commitment, where he's saying that, oh, I'm going to be traveling because I still want to find myself.
I don't agree with that, though, Stills. I get it, but I don't agree.
I don't agree with it either.
But if he's using it to avoid commitment, yes, it is a fuckboy tactic to say I'm traveling to find myself. Again, it literally says he's using that as an excuse to avoid commitment.
You read too fast.
Gym and clubbing hopping are his life.
Gym hopping? Whoa. What is gym hopping has anything to do with anything?
Shallow
gym
activities tend clubbing. To suggest a shallow person underneath it all. If he's consistently focused on looking good and living a music video ready life, he's quite likely an F-boy who wants to show off his arm candy. That
is bullshit.
Thank you. That one I'll give it to you. Okay. The club part, yes. The gym part, absolutely wrong.
That's crazy.
That makes absolutely no sense.
It doesn't. You just go to the gym to look good for yourself.
Why I feel like the person who wrote that, and if I asked them, like, what's your conclusion behind the gym thing, they would say, you can't commit to one gym, so that's why you jump to different gyms, so you can't commit to one girl, you jump to different girls.
That's delusional. Yeah,
that's crazy.
I feel like she's like that person, the person who wrote this, is like got hurt by a fuckboy.
Oh, for sure.
She got hurt and she was like, oh my god.
You can feel it. Like you can feel the pain and the anger through the writing, bro.
Sure.
she was typing like this. Fuck all these gym rats. That's what I'm saying. If anything, just get cheated on while being in the gym.
So I'm saying, get cheated.
What? What the fuck? You said that's what I'm saying.
Yo, I wasn't sure if I heard it correctly.
Roles reversed. These are the signs to avoid these type of women. She always bails on plans.
1,000%.
1,000.
Thousand. Oh my god.
Oh,
how many strikes do you guys give the girl?
Huh?
How many strikes do you guys give a girl? Two?
Two.
That's crazy.
Two.
He says one and I'm out.
Oh. Cancel once? If you don't. Okay, look. If she cancels and has a valid excuse, I'll be like, okay, bet two. But if she cancels and doesn't like find another date or like this, she's free another time, whatever, then no. Yeah. I'm not going to chase after you and give you another availability, you know?
I agree with you.
Yeah, so does that technically mean one or two? I allow one skip.
I allow one skip if it's valid, if it's for a valid reason.
Yeah, I allow one skip, not two.
Mine is two skips. So one skip, valid reason, I'll give you another date, whatever. If the second date you're fucking up, I'm dead ass not even answering you.
See? So it's one skip.
So it's one skip.
Oh. It's not second skip?
So it's one skip.
I guess no, both are right.
Second skip would be she cancels once, you say okay, and then skip. She cancels again, and then you say okay.
Yeah, and then you say
and
yes.
And then what?
Oh, okay.
You say yeah. So okay. Skip once. So one skip.
Confirming it makes it like a skip then.
I get what you mean. Mm. Yeah, whatever. One skip.
Next one is, she's constantly flirting with other men.
Well, obviously not.
That's kind of obvious, I feel.
Yeah. Thanks, Daddy.
It's obvious. Goes both ways, anyways.
Flirting with other men.
Wow. You've never been to her place.
Oof.
I don't know.
Yo, Bello, you want to tell us something?
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Are you hurt?
That's...
Yo, he went...
You've never been... Yeah, exactly. That's tough. You've never been to her place. And imagine, like, you start talking to, like, a guy, and you're like, yo, I met, like, this really, really cool chick, you know? But, like, I've never been to her place.
For after
then,
how long?
And then he's like, that's crazy, because Tyrone and Jamal have been at her place.
Damn, not Tyrone and Jamal again, bro. It's always Tyrone and Jamal.
It's always them, bro. First time she went. First time Tyrone went.
Wow. First date. Tyrone been there.
It was not even a date. It was a date dick.
This guy's down. 6 month is Tyrone's second day.
Damn, that one hurt.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
No, next one is crazy. She won't take any pictures with you.
Oof, weird.
Girls like to take pictures.
Weird.
Well, yeah.
Weird.
Especially
weird.
With like their hubby.
Yeah.
Weird. She goes, no, don't post me. Huh. Listen, I'm not someone that's gonna post you like crazy. If I have to, I'll do it, whatever. But like if I go just for fun, like, oh yeah, let's take a picture there together. And she goes, yeah, yeah, but just don't post it, okay? Wow. On God, nah, I wanna post it. Bro, this is where you guys call me toxic. On God, I'm becoming, from that line, becoming toxic right away. I'm not gonna be like, oh, okay. I'm like, why? You have another fucking boyfriend on there? What the fuck is going on?
Or like you go to take a picture and she like hides her face like in your arm.
Yo, I have this story, bro.
Look, I'm listening.
Yo, so, so you know Lolo, right?
Yeah.
So it was Lolo's birthday and he was doing it at his place and he invited like a bunch of people. And like there's this girl, fine as hell, Arab chick, but everybody knows that she has a man.
Okay,
fuck.
But through the entire night, bro, she's dancing with my boy. She's dancing with she's dancing with like at least three guys.
No, that's fucked.
And then me, I'm taking like a snap just of like the
boss. Are we talking about compa wine? What are we talking about? What kind of dance?
We talking about like all of them, the busted down ones, like whining. Whining, bachata, compa, wine, rhythm, all of that, bro. Yo, she was doing every single... And I saw her jump, and I know that she has a mandem because she's like... She was the friend of my ex.
Damn.
So I know her. I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm looking, and yo, it's funny to me. So I started taking the snap or whatever, but it's just to show the party. It wasn't like any, like, with any intentions behind. Yo, bro, I swear to you, I'm like this with my phone. I don't even know like how she saw, because it could have been me just typing on my phone. I'm like this on the couch, and I did this. Easy, you know? Mm. Bro, Shirty sees me from I don't know where, zooms towards me, grabs my phone. She's like, delete this right now. I'm like, yo, I look at Lolo, I look at like at Pablo, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on, bro? They're like, bro, like everybody and their mom knows that she's cheating on this man, and apparently the guy's like loaded, like he's fucking rich, so she doesn't want like to get caught or whatever. Because
how long ago was this?
That was right after COVID, so 2020.
So 4 years ago.
Yeah, 2021.
So you've been in ops for the past 4 years.
Listen.
Oh wow. Wow. Wait, but real question though. Would you guys snitch?
If what?
No. If what?
Like same situation. You're in Mitra's place.
Not my business.
Yeah.
If it's another guy?
I don't know her nor the guy.
Let's say you know that you
No, it's not my business. Unless it's one of y'all, not my business.
Okay.
Is he black?
What?
What the fuck?
What, you guys have code?
Yeah.
Yes.
Shit. He's black?
Yeah, he's black. Snitching. I got my niggas. wait, I'm trying to see, like, what's... Like, what kind of, like, what extent of friends would you snitch?
Extent of friends?
Yeah.
I mean, besides real friends, I don't have any other...
Okay.
Okay, no,
you went
what?
To CJEP with that person, that guy. It's not your bro. It's not the guy you go to text, whatever. When you see him outside, you're like, yo, what's good? You guys kind of catch up. Would you snitch? Like, you know his girl is cheating.
That if I went to CJEP, so acquaintance. Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, that's tough.
Is he black?
No, but for real, though, for real. Like, white, black, what, doesn't matter. Like, it's one of acquaintance. But not your boy, not someone you text. Maybe you guys don't even follow Instagram, but, like, when you see them, you're like, yo, what's good? You guys kind of catch up real quick, whatever.
You know what I do, bro? I'd be like, I heard some things. All I'm saying is watch your girl. That's it.
I think I'd give cues. I wouldn't go out of my way to go tell him. Yeah. But let's say I see him around, whatever, and I catch up with him, and I'll be like, oh, you said with your girl? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, she's... No, I'm just kidding. I so give some cues, you know? Some like
cues, cues? You said careful. No?
I've heard some stories and everything. But that's crazy. Oh. I would want someone to tell me if my girl is cheating. Yeah. Even if it's just an acquaintance or whatever, if a random guy that I've been to high school with tells me, oh, yeah, by the way, your girl's... She's kind of wilding out at the parties. And I'm like, oh, thank you. Now I know, you know? I'm not going to fucking waste another 3 years knowing that she was cheating.
You know what's my problem? Why I would say more no? It's just because, one, I'll say I'm scared, but it makes no sense. It's just I don't know how they're going to react as if I was the problem whatsoever. You know, some they react the other way. Instead of like, thanks for telling me, they react completely the other way. And they're like, you're the fucking problem because they want to defend their girl. That's one. Second of all, if their girl is a pro gaslighter and make them, I was the fucking problem. Now he hates me while she's still cheating. Well, and now I'm the fucking problem.
I did my job.
I get what you mean, but you know, like, so it's like, depends on who it is. But
that's if you don't like me because your girl is cheating on you, then hey, listen, man.
There's nothing, you can't be saved, bro. Shit, bro. You can't be
saved. that's on you.
But that's why I would say, like, that's why I wouldn't go and be like, yo, your girl is cheating on you. Yeah. I would, like, be like, yo, I heard some things, watch your girl, that's it. And then you keep it moving. Snitch. Yeah, yeah, you keep it moving.
Like, yo, snitch.
Like, yo, what's up, gang? So I was, you know, I heard some things about your girl, bro. All I'm saying is watch your ass. That's it. And then keep it pushing. That's it.
That would make me want to beat your ass even more because you're not telling me.
Yeah. Bro,
I get what he means because there's no way the guys could be like, oh, thanks. And then move on. Like, you'll be like, yo.
What did you hear, bro?
Yeah, yeah, you'll exactly. Be like, the fuck, talk to me.
That's the same thing when a girl says, you know, I've been thinking, oh, never mind.
Yeah. I tell them now you have to tell me.
But okay, but that's the thing is that if then he's like, yo, tell me, like he forces me. I'll be like, yo, it's none of my business, so I'm not trying to. And then if he like forces me, I'd be like, yo, okay, this is what I heard. Take it with a grain of salt and then I'll tell him. And afterwards, I keep it pushing. But like, I wouldn't like blatantly get, hey, yo, your girl cheated on you with Jamal, Tyrone, Tyrese, like all of them.
Nah. You know? I just realized I had a situation like that. So I was basically seeing this girl. All that to know after that she was with my boy. And I was like, wait, she's cheating on my boy. Wait, what the fuck is going on? So then we went to play basketball, whatever. And I wanted to tell him, like, yo, but the way he was acting, I was like, okay, this is not an opening. And every time that he was either talking about his girl, whatever, it was really never an opening. So I was just like, I don't know how to fucking do it. So I just completely disappeared from the face of this thing going on. Yeah, I just fuck both of them. I was like, fuck that. Well, anyways, her, as soon as I caught her doing that, I was like, you're fucking weird. And I stopped talking to her and then whatever. Him is not my boy like that, but it was a boy that I was still like chilling.
You know, she's active on Twitter saying, I'm going to cheat. Like, I feel like cheating.
Yeah.
And every time I see her, I think her man, whatever, sees that, oh, she's joking.
Yeah,
but she's I feel not, like she's not joking.
No.
Because I saw a tweet once. She said, I feel like cheating or something. And I was like,
so weird.
I was like,
but I don't know if they're still together, but whatever. Bro, anyways, next.
Girls are not afraid of the Lord, bro. It's insane.
I feel like they're not, especially on Twitter.
Bro,
they get on Twitter and they're like, he's never going to see.
Yeah. Bro, they be doing some devious shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy.
Next.
Next one says, she won't let you meet her friends or family.
Mm. That's crazy. That's
crazy.
Yeah.
Because the friends know you before even you know them.
Yo, if we're talking and or seeing each other and then in the first month, I don't see your family, bro, we're not seeing each other. Family?
First month?
Yeah, family?
First month, bro. No one's meeting my family within the first month.
Okay,
first month.
Me neither. Mine's 6 months. My rule's 6 months. My rule is
6 months. No, yeah. Friends is different.
I feel like 6 months is
all my relationships was 6 months. All my relationships was 6 months.
Even meeting y'all, it's a couple months.
Yeah,
me is 1 month. Like if you
one month for family.
If you want to introduce me like to your family earlier, it's fine. I don't care. But like 1 month.
No, but you'll present your mom after a month.
Yeah, but okay, we're talking about my mom. My mom genuinely doesn't give a shit, right?
That's not the point. Me neither. My mom would see it. We'd see any girl after 2 days. It's just like, it's the fact of not presenting many girls to my parents.
Yeah.
My mom met 4 girls in her life. 4.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's
a crazy.
What the fuck are you laughing?
That's a crazy ratio.
Every time she's like, oh, she's a what? And you're like, yeah.
No, but let's say, okay, so I had like, what, four serious relationships, and I think they met my mom.
Like 20 met your mom?
No. I mean, okay, so what because I no, okay. So because when I was younger, obviously I was at my mom's place. I was bringing girls at my mom's place, so she would see them. But like she never like remembered them or whatever. But like when I introduced them, like she would like she would just be like, "Yo,
your mom, she's a special one.
Number four, number."
Yo, Michu, I swear to God, you're going in a route, bro. What
the fuck? No. Anyways, all that to say that like when it was like a serious relationship, I would like actually introduce. I'd be like, "Oh, this is Nana. We're seeing each other. Blah blah, okay. Whatever." Or I would talk to my mom about her outside of her being there.
Okay, gotcha. Mm.
So like I would talk to her or whatever. Special. Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
So
that's what she did. Y'all talk about your parents about girls like that? You too, yeah. Me, nah, bro.
I don't talk about all the girls like that. I talk about whoever I feel like is gonna get serious or whatever. I have seen my mom, and no, two, I have seen my moms, and the other ones I just talk here and there.
Mm. Same.
Yeah.
Only the people that I've actually gotten into a relationship with my parents met.
Yeah, same.
No one else.
Same.
I think they're just my friends. Like, I mean, like, I'm kind of dating y'all.
Pretty accurate.
It says, she never wants to spend the night.
Like,
I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah.
Never?
I don't think that's a problem. It's because some people just have that boundary.
But though. What about, you remember your situation? Or like the girl came over. Mm-hmm. Y'all did the dirty, mm-hmm. and then she's like, "Yeah, like don't fall asleep, like I'm leaving."
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's crazy.
Every night, yeah, every time crazy.
For her, she's 1,000% a fuck girl.
But like with that energy, not the ones that they might have, like parent, like living with.
No,
their parents.
She was a fuck girl.
Yeah, that's definitely. What I'm saying.
I was like,
yeah, this obviously doesn't apply to someone that maybe still has like strict parents, living with her parents, like has to go home, maybe has a curfew, you know, stuff like that.
But like yet again. What's the line between she's a fuck girl, she just wanted to do something? Because let's say this girl, I had a little conversation with her. Her body count apparently is very, very low. Like she's at 304. She never had. Yes, you're like, girls can't lie. I get it. Just give me a second. Let's say. let's say she's not lying. Let's say she's not lying. And she just goes, listen, I was in a relationship for that long, whatever. Now I've been single for 6 months. All my girls had one nights. I want to do that one night one time. So she did that one night with me.
That's fine.
What she said?
No. Oh. I'm just assuming based on what she said, she could be either fucking multiple guys after night, whatever.
Or the day.
Yeah, but, the day.
Like your shift is over, bro. Someone's coming to replace you in 3 minutes.
Wait, you want to laugh? You want to laugh? Hmm? She went back downtown. So, you know, we met at the club, went back home.
Yeah.
And then she took an Uber back to the club.
Wow. So you don't even know where you were ranked.
Like, imagine.
She might have done like a pre-show before coming to the club and meeting you.
Yes. Maybe I was a second.
Did you third? Out?
Are you fourth? Out of your mind? That's crazy. I was strapped the fuck up.
Twice. Double strapped. One more time.
So she went back to the club after?
Yeah.
You know, she probably like ended up with another guy.
That
after.
Most
back
likely,
to
bro.
Back.
Like she just got doggy and she was like.
Huh, or you weren't, or like you weren't good enough. She was like, oh, I gotta go.
Yeah. Honestly, it wasn't.
It wasn't my best performance.
No, but like from like even her.
No, I understand.
No, but even her, she said she was sorry because she wasn't wet at all. Like she was like whatever. So even for me, I was like okay. So
but the difference is between a fuck girl and not a fuck girl. Like if a girl like you mentioned like wants to have like experiences, like that's fine. You're not a fuck girl because you wanted to like do a one night stand because you like you're trying things out.
Yeah,
that's fine. But you're a fuck girl if you're talking to multiple guys at the same time. And like hip hopping and leading them on and doing that type of behavior. Mm-hmm. That's when you're a fuck girl.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the line when you're a whore?
Next one.
No, but listen, okay? Listen, yeah. Fuck girl, you're a lead on multiple people, right? Mm-hmm. If you're straightforward and then you just fuck them, like, listen, I'm fucking you today. Well, what's the line that, like, now you're just a whore because you're fucking multiple people?
Maybe let's change the word.
Because you said...
Go away from the word whore.
I never said that.
No, but you get what I mean.
Okay, say
stay with fucker.
Say little hoe.
Yeah, you're little hoeing there, you know?
You're hoeing around.
You're a little hoe.
Just a little.
A little.
A little whore.
A And then, and you just go, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, okay, so Friday night. But like, you're being honest. Like, you be.
Like, you tell the guy, I just want the fuck because I'm a little hoe. And then you do that every day.
So see, she's a master. She's a player. Okay.
When when you guys want to fuck a girl, would you rather have a girl that is someone that's more like a little hoe, or or like someone that's more like reserved, like not going around like that?
Ooh, just for like a casual hookup?
Yeah,
a little hoe.
Yeah, a little hoe. 100%. Okay, so now
it's more fun.
Okay,
because how are you acting? Are you being like a nice, like little friendly guy, or are you being like a master whore?
Huh?
Like you towards her.
Me?
Yeah. How are you? How are you performing? Yeah, exactly.
No, okay. But my question is, okay, so now you said little hoe?
Yeah.
Okay. Now she goes, she's honest with you guys. She goes, yeah, Sergio, whatever. Like, she's going to fuck on Monday. You're like, okay, good. She goes, listen, I'm just going to be honest. I have a rendezvous with Michu on Wednesday. Is that okay with you? And then obviously she goes to see you and she goes, I fuck Sergio on Monday, just in case, whatever. Are you still backing?
Oh, I don't double dip.
That's why I picked you first. So you started.
Don't double dip.
Yeah, but you started.
You started. Hello.
Yeah, but then she comes back to me at some point.
No, said casual hookup, one time hookup. Okay, so that's you fine. Fucked her, but she's honest with you. She goes, yeah, Sergio, I'm trying to fuck, but Wednesday I'm fucking meet you though.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would want to be first for other reasons though.
Honestly, you can go last. Well, you go second. No?
No.
You don't want to double
dip. If I know a girl wants to fuck everyone here, I'm not fucking her.
But what if she's bad?
We said little hoe.
I've rejected a lot of bad.
Okay, but have you rejected Iggy Azalea?
I would reject Iggy Azalea if she wants to fuck
everyone. Pause. I'm going to put logic in. So you said you want a little hoe. So what's the difference between us or a girl that says, well, I had Tyrone Monday and I had Jamal Wednesday?
I don't know Tyrone.
Oh.
I don't know them.
So that's okay.
I get it.
You get it. I understand. Because he doesn't know them. He knows us.
Yeah.
I get it.
So I might prefer you guys.
Okay, wait, hold on. Question.
I would way prefer that you guys go first than a guy that I don't know.
Yeah, but
know,
you have like this
trust y'all.
But you have like this weird like love for like the friendship and friends.
And the way
you know,
you
it's
said
like.
But
way
because I trust y'all.
Like, are you thinking about me?
I trust y'all.
You're thinking about me.
I understand.
If it's any other guy, I don't know where his dick went. I don't know if this guy has herpes. I don't know if she's safe with him. I know y'all. I know what you like. I was about to say, so it's fucked up.
So what you're saying is that you feel safe with us being inside another girl before you.
Like, you think it like that's weird.
When you put it like that.
Like when you're with her, you're thinking of us and like the, that you're,
is this
you're
when you
she's
come?
Good.
Who do you come on?
What?
Whoa!
Okay, wait, I just want to finish this list. This one is fucked up. If this happens, I'm never dating a girl ever again. She never refers to you as her boyfriend.
Ew. What am I?
What are we?
You don't want to be the person.
This is the guy I'm seeing. This is Carl. Or this is my Carl. This is my Matt.
This is my friend.
It's my friend Carl.
Friend is crazy. Friend is crazy.
Friend is disrespectful. No, it's not disrespectful.
It is.
That's my bestie.
It is. This is disrespectful.
No.
Friend is disrespectful.
Because technically you're supposed to be your girlfriend's best friend.
Friend is disrespectful. I don't care. See, this is you putting logic where it doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to be there.
Next one says,
technically,
she never talks about your future.
Oof. I get it, though. I get it.
Yep. But what about the future? It's okay. You'll be in the past.
Wow. But I get what you mean, though. Still, it's like if every time you're trying to talk future or like whatever, like what's your career? What about us? What are we going to do? And she goes, I don't want to think about that now. Like, I just want to enjoy the present moment with
we'll
you.
We'll see where it goes.
Yeah, we'll see where it happens. Oh, let's go with the flow.
If I'm thinking about
the disgust on your face.
No.
And last one is, she's hot and cold. One minute she's all in, asking you to go on vacation with her 6 months out. The next she's putting a major distance between you and saying things like, we were never serious.
So, a gaslighter.
That just means she found someone better.
Or that.
That's how I see it.
Do you guys are like thinking about like your history or whatever? Is there any girl that ever fucked you over in this way? Like, she was definitely a fucker, but you didn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Sorry, everybody.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember a trip with other man them?
Oh.
I don't.
Oh, Bali.
Oof. Oof. Ick. I'm chilling.
No, you're not. The fuck you over? Okay.
I feel like it comes with the territory, bro. You can't be single and seeing girls and
not expecting them to see elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, the way that I think now, and I feel like I was a lot, like, I was too naive back then.
Back then.
Is that, I mean, I'm still somewhat naive, not gonna lie.
Somewhat.
Good.
Correcting.
I mean, it's facts. It's facts, though, still. I like to see the best in people. But I just imagine a girl acting...
Yo, she saw the best in someone else. That's a You on God's accusatory, bro. On God's government is not like that.
I basically expect them to act exactly like a guy would act. Like, all the things that guys do, I just expect them to do it, like, worse.
Yeah, it's fair game.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, not answering anymore.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode of The Fuckboy.
Or fly to another country or another man.
No. Men. Men. Multiple men.
Right, girl? Or fly out to another country while being fiancé.
If you guys enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon.
And subscribe to the new YouTube channel.
B3.
I forgot my line now. Oh, it's been your voice who just talks.
It's your boy Matt.
It's your boy Carl.
It's your boy Michu.
And we'll see you guys next Mercoles.
Huh?
Mercoles, mercredi.
Yeah.
For real?
You should know.
I know.
Not.
I said huh because he said huh. Cap. I just wanted to I didn't want you to be alone.
You said huh before me.
Okay. Bye.